Welcome to eMemory 2016 fourth quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy and Spokesman Dr. Evans Yang, Director Ms. Li Jin Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Dear investors, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for coming to attend our investor conference. In today's meeting, I would like to report the following items. First is the Q4 and 2016 whole year operating status. And second is the completed and underdeveloped technology platform in Q4. And third will be our Q4 IP design license status. And finally, I will give the outlook for the future. Our Q4 operating status, let's turn to page 10. Our license fee in Q4 dropped 8.8% than Q3 of 2016. And the royalty income in Q4 increased 1.8% than Q3. And the overall revenue dropped 1% quarter on quarter. As compared to the fourth quarter of 2015, license fee increased 15% in the fourth quarter of 2016, and the royalty income dropped 2.2%. The overall revenue dropped 1.8% year on year. In 2016, license fee increased 23.4%, royalty income increased 7.4%, and overall revenue increased 11.3% year on year. The royalty of Q4 is mainly from power management IC, which was about 38% of total, increased 22% year on year, and increased 44.5% quarter on quarter. This increase is mainly because Android-related customers grew by 72.4% as compared to 2015 Q4. Another main contributor is from the display driver IC, which was about 32.2% of total, and dropped 31.6% year on year, and dropped 34.7% quarter on quarter, which is due to the inventory correction of iOS related customers. However, in January 2017, we have seen the royalty, which was contributed from iOS related display driver customers, that have gradually return conventional ratios. Other applications, including fingerprint, setup bar, MCU, Bluetooth, network IC, and the sensor related, which was about 29.8% of total, grew by 24.3% year on year, and grew by 31.7% quarter on quarter. The royalty of Q4, which was contributed from 8-inch wafer, was 86.1% and 13.9% was from 12-inch wafers. After experiencing customers' inventory correction in previous quarter, over 30% of royalty revenue was contributed from 12-inch wafer in January 2017. Next, I would like to talk about technology and the design license. In Q4, we have signed 10 licenses, contracts, and 85 IP design licenses. Next, please turn to page 11. As compared to 2015, the revenue of Q4 of 2016 increased 1.8%, and the operating expense of Q4 grew 9.9%, and the net income increased 3.3% as compared to Q4 of 2015. As compared to the year of 2015, the annual revenue of 2016 grew 11.3%. The operating expense grew 20.2%. The increase of operating expense was mainly from employee bonus, share-based employee compensation, annual salary adjustment, and invested in design and the testing tool. Therefore, the net income grew 11.65% and the EPS was 7.06. Next, I would like to report our technology platform. In 2016, we have signed 43 license contracts, and it grew more than 53% as compared to 2015. This is due to the fact that the customers increases the adoption of the advanced nodes and the MTP technologies. As shown in page 13, we have 104 process platforms under development. Among these process platforms, there are 19 in near bit, 43 in near fuse, the 22 in near EE, and the 20 in near MTP. As shown in page 14, there are 40 platforms in 12-inch ready for production. Among this, there are 1 in 16 nanometer and 6 in 28 nanometer. Besides, there are 39 platforms are under development in 12-inch, including 1 in 7 nanometer and 1 in 10 nanometer, 3 in 16 nanometer, and 8 in 28 nanometer. For 8-inch, there are 65 platforms under development. In Q4 of 2016, we have 85 tape-outs. Among these tape-outs, there were 21 in power management IC, 21 in LCD driver, 11 in MCU, 10 in fingerprint, 6 in sensor-related, and 5 in OLED driver. In network IC and 9 in 2 in network IC and 9 in other applications. Now please turn to page 17. This page is the penetration rate after calculating the royalty income from Q4 wafers output of the major foundry. And it was the royalty revenue in January 2017. We are pleased to see the shipment from iOS related display driver IC customers have come back to normal. As for our future outlook, the growth momentum of revenue will speed up due to the following. In license revenue, strong demand for building advanced process and the MTP platform in worldwide foundry partners will increase technology license and the design license revenues. And in royalty revenues, 8-inch wafer royalty will grow further due to multiple fingerprint customers are ramping up production, and more customers will start volume production later this year. In addition, our management IC-related royalty will increase due to new chips in fast charger, wireless charger, and our largest U.S. customer will ramp up their new generation of power management IC in second half of 2017. The automotive platforms have been successfully built and the customers already start small volume productions. And for the royalty from 12-inch wafer, volume production of TDDI, OLED driver, set-up box, digital TV, CIS, and the security-related products have continuously increased. In addition, we had the first 16-nanometer tape-out in 2016. The 10-nanometer IP have been successfully verified, and the 7-nanometer test chip is expected to be tape-out in February. All this will increase our penetration rate in 12-inch fab. In summary, as for TDDI, OLED driver, set-up box, fingerprint sensor, and the CIS application, keep volume production and expand on new technology platform, we believe that eMemory do have enough growth driver to support our multi-year growth trend. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shi. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As there is no questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Shi, please proceed.
Dear investors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our investors conference. We eMemory will continue to innovate new technology and serve customer better to create more value for our shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye. Have a good day.